Rain and wind this past Saturday could not keep a group of women away from the Permaculture Skills Center in Sebastopol. Equipped with tall boots and rain jackets, over 50 people came together under a large white tent to hear the stories of women in agriculture. The event, called Foundations in the Future, Women Leadership in the Food Movement, is the brainchild of Katie Hackmeyer, a farmer, educator, and activist in Sonoma County. Hackmeyer says she's been working in the industry for a decade now.
And I've been seeing some trends. Not only do we all know that women grow over half the food in the world, but women also comprise a huge portion of the food movement here in the West.
But Hackmeyer says the dominant voice in farming and other food movements is still male, even though women do a lot of the work. Now she's trying to change that by hosting spaces like this symposium where female voices can be heard.
It seemed urgent to me, and it seemed urgent to a lot of the women I was speaking to, that we create a space and that we essentially daylight and honor the tremendous work that women are doing to change the world, both here and abroad.
The day-long event included panelists from all aspects of the food system, like seasoned farmers, community gardeners, food equity advocates, cultural educators, and even visual artists inspired by farming. Miriam Vallet, a teacher at the Permaculture Skills Center, says these conversations have been a long time coming.
Women have, for a long, 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 long time, driven change in the food system, you know, throughout history. And I think it's an important weave to bring into our conversation.
Some of the voices included what the event dubbed as elder or foundational women in farming, like local food activist Paula Downing, who's been working to increase access to local organic foods for over 25 years.
Everything you do that focuses people's attention on local food is important, and women in agriculture is obviously really important, and nobody's talking about it.
Downing says it's important to highlight the progressive work women have been doing, not just in farming.
When you look around, there's a lot of women doing things in every world. Law, agriculture, everything you can imagine, medical. Women are really becoming strong forces.
Those attending the event not only heard the stories of women food advocates, they also get the chance to share their own experiences and hopes for future farming. Local hop grower Matt Stevenson says the event helped solidify his passion for farming.
The main thing is just kind of the wisdom of just kind of figuring out what your calling and your path is and just going for it, because you're not going to be able to like ask people for permission. You're not going to necessarily get permission, and then you'd be much more successful just finding some path and committing yourself to it.
And the main takeaway from the day's talks? Paula Downing says it's all about community.
We really are important, each one of us, and we're all in it together, and community is really important, and each of us is really important.
I'm Tiffany Kamhai for KRCB's North Bay Report.